Hey everybody, it's Gavin Syme. Welcome to Photo Couch. And I'm literally laying on my couch right now. I mean, I've been planning for a couple weeks, and tomorrow I have this huge family portrait. And I'm kind of freaking out. I mean, there's like over 40 people. And because of my, you know, the whole wall portrait thing that I'm into, and I mean, I've totally changed the way I think about family portraits. So this is a family portrait that's geared towards, you know, my mindset of really making something awesome. So we're going on location, out in the field. We've got a trailer and hay bales and a tractor. You know, I'm not just lining these people up. So I've been making diagrams and, you know, figuring out where the people are going to be, testing lighting scenarios. I went out this morning and we did a setup of the tractor and all that kind of stuff, trying to plan clothing. I mean, it's really awesome because it's cool to take a group and plan it on this epic of a scale. But the biggest issue is the time of day. I'm doing this at 9 a.m. in the morning. And at this time of year in July, the sun is there. I mean, I'm going to have harsh sunlight. Now, it's not directly overhead. It's kind of behind and to the left of them a little bit. So they shouldn't be squinting. I shouldn't have too much flare, although I am going to bring a scrim to protect my lens if I need to. But this has been a big project. Now, I'm just recording a Pro Photo Minute because I'm actually, you know, I'm kind of freaking out about this because it's so huge, and I have basically one chance and really one pose because there's so many people. It's going to be hot, and you know, I'm going to be taking lots of frames as I do this, but I think I've planned everything. If I'm kind of rambling here, sorry, but basically what I'm having to do, and I didn't just come up with this on my own. I mean, I've been talking, you know, with some of the wall portrait and lighting masters like Ken Whitmire and Sam Gardner about this one because I have to make this sunlit scene work. So I have to be able to keep my background decently exposed, and then but I have to keep their faces from being in shadow. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to bring strobes, not just speed lights. It's not going to cut it. I'm actually going to have four Alien Bs. I've got three 800s, which are about 320 watt seconds each, and then a 400 just for a little bit of extra, which is 150 watt seconds, somewhere in there. So I'm just going to be kicking a ton of light in from the front and trying to compensate for all the sunlight that's to the scene to keep the shadow out of their faces so that I can expose for the background, keep the background detail, the sky, all that kind of stuff going on, and get a decent exposure in their faces. So aside from all the posing stuff, which fortunately I have some planning done on that, I've been going over all this stuff. I mean, this week I've been planning my light stands, you know, worked up a system, which I actually posted a video of on Pro Photo Show, with using tether cords so I can stake down the stands so the wind won't affect them. I want as little to worry about on this session as possible. So in recording this show, it's kind of self-therapeutic. I'm sitting here in my mind kind of talking about this and going over what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. I'm going to get out there about an hour early or maybe even more, about 8 a.m. or so. I tried to move it earlier. They didn't want to get up that early. I tried to move it at sunset because that's what would be ideal. This would be beautiful at sunset. Almost had it. They were going to go for sunset, and then somebody had to work or something, so we had to switch it back to the morning, which I was really bummed about because as photographers, I mean, we have to work with the situation we're in, but most of us that do a lot of photography know that our most spectacular work is at the magic hours, you know, sunrise, sunset kind of thing. But you know what? My mindset with this is, okay, I have to go in and I have to make this really cool for them. Because, I mean, the goal for this is, I mean, we've already been talking about this. We got a wall in mind for this. I mean, the goal is a 40, 50, 60-inch canvas wall portrait for this, and I have to make sure I deliver. So the heat's on, and a lot of these people, this family, a lot of them are into photography. I think one of them is a photographer, so the pressure's on there, too. But it's I got quite a setup. I'm collecting my gear and getting organized, and it's a project, but you know, there's something really cool about it too. I'm really excited at the same time because not only is it a huge family session, there's been a ton of planning going into this, and I just can't wait to see what the result is and get it put on the wall. So we'll see how it goes. I'll keep you posted. I'm sure it'll be posted to my blog or my Facebook, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a challenge, but I'm going to get myself in the mood here and go out and make this portrait. All right, that's all for today. I just wanted to ramble a little bit about that and talk about how I was doing it and review it mentally as I lay here on my couch. So anyway, catch you later.